Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Nice shorts.
Thanks, Paul.
Really nice
They're
shorts.
They're new. I got
really
them for Christmas.
Nice. Bit of Ron Hill. Why not? Yeah.
Ron
Classic.
Hill.
Classic.
Ron Road.
Run, Ron.
Right, let's run, talk about running.
Run.
Shall we run?
Yeah, let's do it.
We are in
Splash.
We're
going to
Clissold. We're not in Clissold Park.
No, we're going to loop Finsbury for a little bit. You've come from Clissold. You've come from Clissold.
Yeah, and I've come from a place where I knew where I was and what was happening.
We've
chosen today.
Venture into the unknown.
It's kind of quite less likely to rain today, but it's a very rainy season, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Ground is a something of a soup. Sorry. I sang a bit Kate music. Bush and my phone started playing it. So it's great here in the future, isn't it?
Yeah, so yesterday it basically just rained continuously, didn't it?
Yeah, it's been raining so much.
Yeah.
It's a real test of our newly fixed roof.
Yes.
So far.
And how's it holding out?
Touch wood, going well.
Oh,
going
that's
well.
Good.
It's we've got this fancy new skylight, and a couple of times, you know, it's only been in about a month.
Fancy.
And I love to get in there and open it. It's in the bathroom.
Splish, splash,
so sometimes,
splish, splash.
You know, it's me. Hang on to the trees. To the trees. Yeah, I like to, I'll put it this way. It's in the bathroom. Sometimes I really need to open the skylight. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And but when the weather's bad, this new fancy skylight is so clever that it will just close itself again.
Really?
So kind of beyond the loo.
Wow.
Starts pouring with rain and the skylight kind of goes, what were you thinking there, Rob? And closes itself
what's that,
up
what,
again.
What, that's a feature?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool, isn't it?
That's really cool.
And
that's
also,
really
I came back the other day
yeah.
and it had done the washing up.
Oh, what? That's the kind of skyline we want. And how's your weekend? I saw you did the park run.
Yes, I went to Highbury Fields Park. And it was really nice, actually, because there's just loads of people there. I think it's 450 people there.
Wow.
Which, of course, is,
yeah,
you know, it's first one in January, right?
So yeah.
New commitment,
lot
new
of
resolve.
New yeah.
And, but it was also, it was just miserable. You know, it was drizzly, it was dark, and it was muddy. And you just go to parkrun, and everyone's jolly.
Yes.
Keen to commit to a bit of exercise.
Perky, yeah.
Just wearing brightly coloured clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really joyous.
Yeah, that's great.
So, and I said in my little tweet, it's not like it's playing against that because it's part of it. It pairs well with it.
Yeah.
It's a nice counterpoint to the January-ness of the fields. I'm still trying to...
And you had fun.
Just working my way back up to a sub-21
right.
at the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm going in the right direction. Coming out of that nasty cold, or rather sort of still with that nasty cold on Christmas Eve.
A lot of people have had a...
something like 21.40.
A lot of people have had quite 21. A persistent cold, haven't they?
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Been a lot of that around, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel good. I mean, well, it came at the end of last week, which was just... I mean, sure, everyone will be on the same page as this who's done anything, kind of recommitted to anything in New Year's. After a week of it, you know it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to last Wednesday and I was like, oh my goodness.
There can be a slog to the start of the year, yeah.
Yeah. which is good. It's all good. I think if you're new to it or you're trying anything big, you've got to be careful to notice that sometimes you do something and it just feels absolutely great, and then 2 days later is when it's going to hurt.
So, is it you mostly like getting back into the exercises and stuff then, or what?
Well, it's everything. I did everything. I did. Me and you went for a long run on Tuesday. I think we went for a long run on Monday. So I was kind of 16, 17 miles in by Tuesday. Carried on running through the week. Got it to the park run. Took me to about 30.
Right.
I ran with her friend Eleanor. Okay. Later last week as well. She's doing half. She's doing her Brighton half.
Is she really? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant.
So that was good.
What, friend of the show, Eleanor?
Exactly.
Right.
And
how's she doing? Because she was injured for a while, wasn't she?
That's Eleanor, right. Too. So she's back. I think, in general, she's been doing... She hasn't stopped exercising. You know, she's been doing all kinds of training and strength stuff.
Right.
And she's just brought the running back in. So cool. That's good. And, and also I went back to my full stretches and crunches and press-ups and stuff Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
Which I've sort of been doing it anyway... But doing them 3 days, you know what I mean? Not skipping any,
Full and throttle.
I'm working my way back up to my 5-minute plank. So I was adding 15 seconds a day last week.
Yeah.
And
that can hurt.
Oh, my goodness. 15
seconds. Yeah, yeah.
The thing about the 5-minute plank for me is when it's really hard and I'm down there doing it for longer than my body wants to. That's the whole point.
Yeah, yeah. That's where the work is.
That's
the
marathon. It's just psychological marathon training is what I think of it as. And then me and Julia did yoga with Adrian every day.
Oh, wow.
Is excellent.
So there's been an awful lot going on.
Incredible amounts of exercise. And then on Friday, I had to... it was a rail strike day.
Right.
And I had to get to a rehearsal in Mill Hill. I realise
that's an irritating trip, isn't it?
It's not really in London, is it?
No, it's not. That's the thing about it, isn't it? It's sort of near, but not near. Yeah.
Yeah. The place where we're rehearsing is a big noisy rehearsal, like band rehearsal studio. And
who are you rehearsing with?
Jared Christmas and Beatbox.
Right. Okay.
Hobbit.
Cool.
Because they've got
a show.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was exciting. Good thing to start the year with.
Awesome.
But getting up there, I realised on the day the best way to get there would be to cycle to Highgate and then get on the Northern Line up to... Anyway, I cycled up the Parkland Walk.
And then get on the Northern Line up to, the abyss.
But I cycled up the Parkland Walk, which, as you know, slightly uphill all the way.
Yeah.
And I've been downward dogging all week long.
Haven't we all, mate?
Oh, my hips!
She gives us a chance.
Oh my God!
Yoga. All right.
Oh, my hips, Paul! I had to put... And then I put the clincher was to put the Christmas decorations back in the loft. And I had to kind of, you know, lift my legs around and spin like that. It's kind of like the Little Mermaid. And
Always a sad moment, isn't it?
What's wrong with you? I said, it's my hips!
Putting the decorations away is always a bit of a...
Yeah, it was a big...
There's a melancholy to it, but then there's a slight elation of having a tidy house again, sort of.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I was starting to freak myself out because I had such a close relationship with the Christmas tree.
Right.
It's like, get over it. I was talking to it quite a lot.
Yeah, just staring at it.
See you next year, fellas.
Putting all the baubles away.
But then, you see, I got it out of the house and swept round and everything. And then put it behind the fence in the front garden for the day when the council will come pick it up. Yesterday, I lifted it up and over the fence and it was very light. It's helped me out as usual.
Yeah.
Got stuck under some of the fence. I was like,
oh my goodness,
that's not very helpful.
Classic.
Came back round to help it over and it had dropped one forgotten Christmas decoration which was made out of pictures the kids did when they were little.
Oh my goodness.
It was the last gift.
That's a film right there, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
It's gone.
It's funny, isn't it? It's so intense, isn't it? The Christmas period.
Have you done any yoga this week?
I haven't done any yoga now. Done a bit of running. Done a lot of gigs. Well, a lot of work with McIntyre, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's doing...
What's
some...
What's he got coming up?
Well, he's doing some work in progress, stuff like really small 60, 70-seater gigs at places like Museum of Comedy and stuff like that.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
So I've just been making notes while he does that. And then I did a late show at the store. I did two shows at the store on Saturday.
I bet when he's doing gigs like that, all he has to do really is go into a wide open space and say, and those tickets will sell out.
Yes. There's no problem selling
tickets. How do people find out?
There's no problem selling tickets.
I'm selling 60 tickets.
But I mean, and they're so elated to see him. But it's still really interesting to watch him plow into new stuff, you know. Yeah. And it was nice to start gigging again, because I didn't start gigging again until Saturday.
Right, how long had it been?
It was lovely. Been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously,
when you got 30 years behind you,
you soon feel comfy, you know, and yeah, it was just really good.
It was just like coming home.
All right, mate, you're all right.
You feel fresh, it was just, in a good way.
Yeah, it was the store at its best.
Yeah.
It was just really, really nice gigs.
Yeah, nice.
How about you?
I was in Vauxhall, which was also absolutely lovely.
That's a nice gig, that.
And just nice for us to be in London, hey?
Yeah.
Do the gig totally. First and the travel next. Not really minor travelling, and it's lovely to get to the gigs wherever they are, but you just don't want to do your first gig of the year going, oh, yeah. I've been on a train all
back
day.
Back on the motorway, yeah. I mean, York on Thursday, so I am back really travelling.
Sign up for the marathon while you're there, yeah?
Yeah, give it a go, yeah. My daughter did her first race, really. She did a 10K in Leeds.
Oh.
At the weekend.
How did she like it?
It was just really funny.
Yeah.
It was just, she hadn't really done any training, but she was looking forward to it.
Yep.
She gave us a shout after 6 kilometres.
Yeah.
Dad! I hate it! I'm injured! My leg hurts! I can't move! Old people are overtaking me with dogs! You know, a bit like me during Race of the Stones.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had a really good moan. She was saying, what should I do? I said, just see if you can start moving again. Just get to the finish. And
yeah, yeah.
She eventually got to the finish. Then she gives me a ring. I smashed it! I feel great! It's just that contrast between despair and absolute triumphalism of the finish. I got my medal and my T-shirt!
Yeah.
Smashed it! I'm going to do a half marathon and love. So she's starting to get into running.
It's always a bad sign during any event when you're phoning family members.
Yes, it is, yeah.
I remember when I missed my
in the best races.
Wife and kids at 17 miles at Munchie and didn't see them.
Yeah.
Even though, of course, I was looking for them and they're right there going, rah!
Yeah.
And anyway, then I'm on the pavement phoning them up thinking, this is a lot like a bad dream I've had.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. It is like enacting your own stress dream, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But she doesn't know that.
No. But it's it's not something you find yourself doing in the middle of your best races, is it?
No.
As you bear down on a PB, I just thought I'd take the time to give you a shout.
Yeah, how you been?
Yeah.
need to talk to you about that.
You're so in the moment, isn't
tax
it?
Tax return.
That's a sign, though, isn't it, of like bad races, inverted commas, using that term, bad races.
Yeah.
You end up out of the race, don't you? You end up kind of disengaged and away
from
it. Yeah,
and it's funny because
on some level.
The two things that can go wrong, getting up in your head and getting out of the race, it seems sound like different things.
But they're sort of the same.
They're kind of the same.
They're sort of the same, yeah.
Should be in your body doing the job.
Yeah.
But hey, we said we were going to talk about marathon training, and I had a thought about that on the way over here. I think we should, because first of all, it's auspicious. We chose today because we think it's not going to rain. And so far, so good, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, today is the first day of training if you're following the London Marathon training plan.
What, for the four month?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So and the thought I had about that is, I think we should talk about marathon training. And the first key distinction is, that doesn't mean we need to talk about marathons.
Yeah.
That's later.
Yes.
That's the back of the book.
Yes.
You know, and I think quite reasonably, a lot of people are like, well, I'm going training, doing 6 miles, just going to learn to do the other 20. It's like, don't think of it like that.
No, of course
you can't do that today.
Just chunk it down.
If you could, you wouldn't need 4 months.
Yeah, some people, it means so many different things to so many different people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I noticed this morning, friend of the show, Martin Hutchinson, had been doing 50 miles a week. And now he's starting his marathon training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people, that would be the peak of their marathon training.
Yeah, yeah,
myself included. Some people just aren't built for high mileage.
Yep,
so it's extremely relative, people's relationship to
it. Yeah, that's right. And it's a different thing. If you're someone who runs a lot or has done a lot of marathons before, then training for you is going to be a different shape.
There's a lot of leaves there, isn't there?
I think there's a lot of leaves.
A lot of leaves.
It's making a lovely sound.
Loads and loads of leaves.
Where have they come from? What's
my
that
goodness.
About? Maybe
there's none on the tree.
Maybe there's some kind of leaf club.
Kind of, first rule about leaf club.
Sweep them away.
Never talk about it.
So marathon training. I mean.
Yeah, but let's. Well, I was just going to say, on the one hand, let's focus on people who might be doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there must be some essential truths.
Yes.
That carry across or any block of training, really.
Yeah.
First of all, is to remember the one. So I'm like the opposite of Martin, because I remember when I first trained for a marathon, I was like, oh God, I've got to start training. I really need to train. And this is at a time when I was running, you know, all the time.
Right.
I'm running quite a lot of miles a week. And it's like, that counts.
Yes, yeah,
that is part of your training.
All your training counts, yeah.
I mean, you can do, the other side of it is true, that changing it up, short runs, different speeds, different exercises, they all help.
Yeah.
But if you're running, then you are already training.
Yeah, all your running up to this point is part of the training.
Yes.
Of your body and mind.
That's right.
But it's nice to kind of, it gives it a shape, doesn't it, once you sort of block it out.
Yes.
It's quite nice to,
absolutely.
You've got a scaffolding suddenly for your, for the next few months.
And that'll keep you
and it keeps, yeah,
sensible as well, because you can have a good push and a good hard week without doing too much.
Yeah.
You mustn't try and grab it, try and do it all in week one. That 10% rule is really good.
Yeah, absolutely, it absolutely is. Easily forgotten, but
yeah,
it's well worth bearing in mind. Never increase your training by more than 10% a week.
Yeah, which is really hard if you're on a very low mileage.
Well, that's the thing. If you're
starting from 10 miles...
If you start off at 4 miles a week, then the next week's 5. So that could take a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe if it's like...
But it climbs up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
And what else? What else would you say from the early days?
I would say... Like my daughter asked me, she's got a half marathon in April.
Yeah.
She's starting off zero, essentially. What shall I do this week? I said, just go for a few runs and do some stretching.
Yeah.
And take some rest.
Yes.
Just take it nice and simply, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to your body, get used to moving, get used to running.
Get used to resting. What you just said. Include rest right from the start.
Yeah.
Rest is really key for all kinds of things. It enables you to repair.
Yeah.
It enables you to kind of curate the strength you're getting for yourself.
Yeah.
It also gives you that time to realise that you're... You know, if you run hard and you haven't run that far before, haven't run that fast in recent weeks or months, you might feel absolutely great. But 36 hours later, you're going to know it.
Yeah, it's so, like you're putting... Running's brilliant and lots of fun, but it's not always easy.
No.
Not always easy to a lot of people, and you've got to kind of... So don't just start running every day.
But just, I would also say that that's something that's really nice. I found is to make the connection. You know, if you're out... on a miserable January morning on your own in the dark, and you're thinking, dude, I'm only doing 5K today.
Yeah.
How does that... You know, the thing is, you're training for hardship.
Yeah.
You know, like I say about my plank, anyone that you find to be a difficult slog,
yeah,
then give yourself a little thank you.
It's good training, yeah,
for putting that in, because
yeah,
it's, I always... When I first trained for the marathon, I had to squeeze in extra runs in the afternoon. I hate running in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just my body just fights it all the way.
Yeah.
It's just not expecting it. And it never, you know, that's never changed.
Yes.
But that sense of grinding the gears and the whole body saying no, it's just good training for the second half of the marathon.
It absolutely is, yeah. Basically, any pain, physical pain you experience in life, is good training for the marathon. By the end of the marathon training, I was like, you know, taking the bags back from the shops. And they were really digging into my hands, the bags.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is marathon training.
I can handle it.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's true, it's true.
But it's weird. That's a slightly weird area.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's how it felt at the time.
No, and psychologically, my last marathon, but actually I've edited out one in between, which is telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
My last marathon I enjoyed, I was thinking, oh, this is the issue I'm dealing with now.
Right.
But I can handle it. I'm stronger than this.
Yeah.
And... that really is a useful little mantra, this thing. Anything that comes at you in life.
Yeah.
Is, can you handle it?
It can be.
Yes.
Yes.
On we go.
And you can always handle more than you think.
Yeah.
Which is, again, that's not coming from a kind of macho, you can handle the truth. It's not coming from that sort of place. It's just
it's about moving towards the red, playing with the edge.
Yes.
But you only want to play with the edge. You don't want to dive
over it. Totally.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So that's once around the park. Once again, should we go again?
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite funny that what we talk about, that kind of what you think you're capable of, because that is what it is, isn't it, to embark on any sign of running. And obviously a marathon's quite an extreme version of that. What am I capable of?
Yes, that's right.
What kind of suffering can I willingly submit to?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's sort of
absolutely.
But it doesn't. I'm not saying it's essentially masochistic, but there's something.
What I mean.
There's
I
something about
to
it.
Call out the suffering thing. I think at an early stage, you know, you can be good to yourself. You know, it's something I would take. That I learned from doing yoga with Adrienne the first time. And coming back to it now, I'm reminded of, is she's never going to try and change you. Yeah. You're always working with what you got. Yeah. And I think that's true of all training. I mean, you know, if you're really advanced, you might be, you know, Neil Peart, who was one of the best drummers in the world, you know, 30 years into his career, decided to completely relearn how to drum so he could try it a different way.
Yes.
So that's the exception that proves the rule.
Yes,
It's you that's going to be doing this.
Yeah.
And you're going to be using what you got. And if you feel like you haven't got much, that's fine. You're going to have more.
But it's like time. It's like with Bonnie at like 7K. This is terrible. I can't do it. I'm like, just try. Just don't worry about it. Just see if you can just run a little bit more.
And she found
she could. Do you know?
Yeah.
So it sort of involves asking yourself questions that you might normally ask yourself as well, doesn't it?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It is a...
And coming right
and that's,
back...
And that's the fun of it, isn't it?
And you just know? Said you muttered it, but it's so key. Chunking it down.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And this works at every level.
Yeah.
If you've run 4 miles in your life, but you're about to run 6 miles for the first time, then don't think about mile 5 and 6 while you're running mile 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You know? And just everything. And the 10% on the week, when in an actual event, you do it mile by mile. Something else that's really useful.
Sometimes you do it lamppost by lamppost, don't you?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I can't run another 3 miles, but I reckon I can run to this next lamppost.
I'm just going to get to there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're starting, if you don't have any distance, or even if you're brand new to running, 5K is so key. It's a really useful bar.
It is,
you know. And if you're thinking, oh, I've never run 5K and 5K is nothing, it's just not true.
No.
If you're working your way up to 5K, that is a building block. That you can go all the way to 100K ultra.
Absolutely,
You know, you totally can. I'm not just saying that. And it's the very definition of chunking it down. Because conversely, if you've ever done a park run is a distance run. It's not a sprint.
No, it's not.
It's a hang in there run.
Yes,
it's a kind of entry level distance run in terms of but in terms of what your physical experience is, that's it, isn't it? That's what running a bit of distance is all about.
It's about
starting off and staying with it.
It's also, I was trying to get Bonnie to do it, it's also free, massive plus.
Yep.
Cost her 35, hello mate. Cost her 35 quid to do this trail run in Leeds.
Yes.
a bit steep, anyway. But it's also running with people, getting into that thing of running in a pack and winning, because that can freak people out as well. You're suddenly with
absolutely.
Other people. There's a lot of elements to get used
to. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And this reminds you of something else, of course, still at running. And I think for both of us, joined up running is not only important, but, you know, when I stopped running and walking and started running altogether, I actually found it easier.
Right.
But that is not true for everyone.
Absolutely.
Running and walking is so valid. Someone the other day said, I'm doing a running, walking training plan. What do we think of this? They said Jeffing.
Yes.
And Jeffing's fair enough. You want to look it up because...
What is Jeffing?
Someone Jeffs.
Right.
It's kind of defined a running and walking training plan.
Oh, okay.
And fair dues might be useful to you.
Yeah.
But I would say, just so long as they're not saying Jeffing in any sense of shame...
In a derogatory way.
..about running and walking. Because running and walking is absolutely fine. Yeah. And again, we've seen people do incredible things, you know?
Yeah.
From the woman who walked up a hill in my first trail 10K.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm running up the hill. I must be doing better. And could I ever catch her up?
And then leathered it down.
Never, never happened. Yeah. You know, to all those people out on the Race of the Stones course.
Yeah.
Putting together running and walking, particularly committed walking to a purpose.
Yes.
Because you're not ambling. You're not
wandering
down to the pub. This is, it's all about forward motion.
Yeah.
And whatever gets you forward. So if that's your, if you're either your personal experience or your training plan is a running walking thing, then it's really going to work.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
It's whatever can build up that mileage.
Yeah, and it's getting used to... Just, Simon, if it's getting used to your relationship with running, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just sort of... It's a slow process, and it's going to surprise you.
Yes.
You've kind of chosen surprise by doing the marathon.
Yeah.
There'll be times when you'll be surprised how hard it is, and there may well be times when you'll be surprised how easy it is.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of surprises.
And particularly now, it's so yin and yang. If you're out there in the rain and you're cold and you're sick of it, great, useful training. If you're out there and you're kind of skipping along, you feel brilliant, wonderful, well
That's
done.
That's great, yeah.
If you're out there, you
Thank
know,
the gods, yeah.
if you feel like you're all alone and you love it, or you're all alone and you miss it, then get to parkrun, be with other people, or get onto that skyline. You might want to, you might have always listened to music, you might take the headphones out, and, or you might always listen to us.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And spend some time in your own company, or, you know, mix it up.
Yeah.
At a physical level, that is the one thing I've learned down the years, and maybe this is one for people who might have done things before, is that physically mixing up is really good.
Yeah.
Like other exercises, just stuff that suits you. You don't want to play against the running.
Yeah, it's sort of...
So taking part in a bike race won't help unless you want to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of... Your first time marathon, it's sort of... It is getting used to that slowly introducing your body to the concept of distance, isn't it?
Yeah.
And time on your feet.
Time on your feet.
As a kind of central message.
As well. You know? I think you should really watch that. If you go out of your house and run for whatever, say you want to run 10 miles, you want to run for 2 hours, and you come back after your 2 hour run and you've done 9¾ miles.
Yeah.
It's so fine.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry.
Don't
worry
go around
about
the block,
it.
For goodness sake. Yeah. It's not necessary. Because that 2 hours, that's what counts.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting used to that.
You can see the elephant as well, right?
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Funny little...
I don't know if I would describe it as nice.
Funny, but you're
not, sweet that it's there.
You're not a big fan of that.
It's pretty bad. But hey.
Someone's made the effort, haven't they?
Finsbury Park.
That was probably someone's New Year's resolution.
We've gone quite a long way off piece now. Doing quite a lot of slipping.
Yeah.
And the big grassy area.
It is a bit slippy, yeah.
Do you but you know what that is? That's good for our training, Paul.
Yeah, it's really good for the course. Sometimes that's what it'd be like in the marathon. If you've got lost, you're off the
course. I do find these days... I really don't know if it's just wisdom or it's to do with age. But I find, morning magpie, that doing a lot of miles at a very easy pace.
Yeah.
And then doing a small amount of miles at
a fast lick.
Various versions of pushing it pace.
Yeah.
Whether it's running quite far at a good speed or running not very far at all at maximum speed.
Yeah.
You know, you can do...
Like the park run. Yeah.
I can do, I spend a week... running, but only do 10% of it at any kind of pushing at pace.
Yeah.
And really feel that that's strengthening.
No, it absolutely
And I think the
is,
opposite
yeah.
is true. If you run flat out on 100% of your runs, it's not, the training's not that great.
No, it's not, no. Well, I mean, you'll end up breaking down.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people follow that 80-20% rule, don't they? 80% easy.
Is that the numbers? Yeah,
that's 20.
Good.
But it's like... For your first time marathon, you're not really thinking about pace at all, really, are you?
No, no.
Yeah.
And if you are, you know, you remember that you're using it.
Unless you're coming from a 10K background or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Then it's a bit different.
And even then, if you
look, look the dog there.
Luckily,
these seagulls.
These seagulls can't fly.
It's only a matter of time.
This short-legged dog.
I'm going to get him.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a short-legged dog who can't fly.
And I think I heard that seagull saying,
yeah.
Yep.
Hello, mate.
Hey, mate, did you get one?
Not yet.
I'm going to get one. 2023. Yeah.
The year of the seagull. How's your... How's the booze?
Well...
How we da booze?
As our friend said the other day... I'm doing it the Rob Deering way.
Yeah.
Having a couple of beers.
Yeah.
Damp January.
Yes, so there's a lot of damp January going on, isn't there? Yeah.
The funny thing is that it's always nice for me to go back to the gigs in early January because I've never met so many people in all the gigs I've done in the first 2 weeks of January in all my long years as a comedian. You know, you meet about 98% people going, no. I haven't made any resolutions, any plans.
Yeah.
And then 1-2% of people who say, yeah, I'll go have a drinking for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Go have a smoking for a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
And this New Year manifesto thing is huge for me.
Yeah, it is for me, I must say. I've always liked the reset, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's something about runners or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's sort of. But for my kids' generation, Dry Jan wasn't a thing when we were that age, was it?
No.
When we were in our early 20s. I'm trying to tell them to... Because they're all into manifestations. You talk about manifesto.
Well, that goes.
They're all manifesting. They're all manifesting. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And it's great and really positive and sort of vaguely spiritual or whatever, but it's like... Yeah. But they're also trying to do Dry January. And some of them are failing, some of them aren't.
Yeah.
But no, I was always into resolutions, but they didn't tend to centre around Dry January.
Yeah. But I think... That the your Gen Zer there's something that's gone out of the culture that's entirely healthy. I don't think they think of it at all in terms of ups and downs like our generation and people older than us did.
Yeah.
The sense of, I don't know if they truly emotionally understand the phrase falling off the wagon.
Right.
It's like, what's the difference? It's the wagon, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm drinking, I'm not drinking. They've got that kind of level play. I'm slipping around so much. I'm so scared. I'm going to fall over. Get on the wood chips.
Well,
I'm on the wood chips now.
I don't know. Do you know what? I think my George and...
Maybe it's just my daughter.
It might well be, because George and my... they're very conscious of falling off on a night.
Right,
Someone falls off. They fell off. It means they got to the state where they had to be looked after or whatever.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just know that with my daughter's eating, you know, she went from... eating everything to being a vegetarian to being a vegan.
Yeah.
And if she was ever... I think she... accidentally or deliberately had some non-vegan chocolate over Christmas.
Yeah.
It would never be a problem for her to just go, well, I did that.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and now I move on. It's a lesson for all of us in there.
Well, it's funny with, like, Bonnie and the Race that really struck me. It was just like, she was honestly in despair mid-race.
Yeah.
And then afterwards when she said, I smashed it. She really did feel that she'd smashed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's I really like that.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Rather than, you know, I think my generation, maybe me, whatever, might have had a bit of a sense of failure about it.
No point in carrying that with you, is it?
But she just completely let it go. She'd run a first race. It had taken a long time. She'd had difficulties. She'd finished it. She'd smashed it.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really nice.
No, she's definitely right, isn't she?
Yeah,
we're back in the sea of leaves. How did they all get here?
What is going on
here? What's happened?
Some kind of...
I think...
orgy of leaves.
Yeah, yeah. Orgy. There's leaves.
Yeah.
Do I misunderstand about the orgy? I saw Seinfeld the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really an orgy guy. Oh, my God, this is bad. If you walk, it looks like a field of leaves, and if you go on that bit, there's a camber, and underneath it, there's a ski slope of mud. It was wise of us to come back here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I think that again, different mindsets, different thoughts about it, but it's really important, I think, at this time of year, whether we're talking about training resolutions, key thing is, I always come back to it because he was so wise, what Ed Gamble said, anything you commit to in a kind of physical way, whether it's like exercise, food, whatever, you can so easily turn it into a stick to beat yourself up with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've got to stay
elastic. Or even a stick to eat. Depends what
delicious.
Kind of diet you've commit yourself to. Yeah.
But also, I think my thing is always not to carry it over, yeah. whether it's emotional or it's just running. You yeah. know, sometimes if you're really committed to your running, your training schedule, whatever, and then life gets in the way, and you don't get out for some, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, this long training run you're planning,
yeah.
or a park run or something. If you don't get out to it because of life, not because you didn't want to, not because you yeah. bottled it,
yeah, yeah.
you know, just because you couldn't get there, for goodness sake, let yourself off.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. Instead, don't try and fit it in. Don't try and put it in the next week or whatever.
There's always that... there's also always that sort of... And I feel that in myself as well. Always a kind of...
I feel it in my fingers.
I'm literally feeling my fingers now. A sort of manic desire, I feel, to do everything at the start of the year.
Yes.
Because there's so much you want to do.
Yeah.
You just want to do it all really quick. Really
this is
quickly.
Why.
Do you know what I mean?
But this is why this is a really interesting time, isn't it? I was yeah. talking about this earlier today, actually. This is the 9th of January. And that's, you've really got to embrace that bit where those things you wanted to do come back to bite you.
Yeah.
You know, where your hips are raging in agony because you did yoga every day for a week. Where you're.
Which is quite extreme.
Sea of. Well, it's Adrian's 30 days.
So right, all right, okay.
So, you know, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
I trust her.
Yeah.
She's a great guru.
The process, yeah.
And trust the process.
Yeah.
Well, those guys, when they said that, they were right. It's true in all contexts, but if you dug deep into something, whether it's a tax return or a marathon training plan, you're going to get to a point, you know, a week in, 2 weeks in, 10% of the way in, where you think, oh my goodness, the magnitude of this task is a problem for me.
Yeah.
And that's when to embrace it. That's yeah. why, you know, that's how the New Year thing works. That's why 48 hours of giving something up is meaningless.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
why the London Marathon did really well starting this training plan a week after New Year.
Yeah.
So that you can commit to it like a new school term, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of...
Whatever.
Well, it's like, once you start gigging again, it's like... The year's really started, isn't it? For comics, that's how it feels. That's
yeah,
sort of
yeah.
back to work thing. And years take shape, and there's something that I obviously like about January. I've always liked it.
Yeah.
Even, you know, in my early 20s, I liked it. A time of possibilities and
yeah.
change. And I mean, this year I've tried to, instead of spending the first, sometimes hour and a half of my day could easily be spent on social media and checking the papers, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just started taking Billy for a walk on a morning.
Getting things done.
Or just getting out of the house.
Yeah.
And it's really helped. Just get some fresh air really early on and get yeah, some yeah. light. Some natural light.
I think if you're in doubt, leaving the house is really key.
Yeah.
Particularly at this time of year.
Yeah.
So again, if you are suffering through a running schedule, which is wearing you out, remember, it's doing you good.
Yeah.
And also, it's been said many times before, and it bears repeating, it's very unusual that you regret a run.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're getting over that bump.
Almost never. I don't think I've ever regretted a run.
I mean, if you come back, if you fall over in dog poo.
Yeah.
Or you I don't know, you didn't realise that you had something on your face and
yeah.
you bump into someone you used to go out with yeah, and give you a look.
And you've been arrested.
yeah.
yeah.
If you see your partner's parents and you yeah. smell of manure, but basically this is specific circumstances.
Yeah.
Should we go a different way?
Yeah.
See some different stuff?
Essentially the act of, hello fellas.
Hey pigeons.
Big line of pigeons.
We stand on the fence, we've heard there's a dog
yeah.
whose commitment yeah. this year is to get eat yeah. a bird.
Yeah. I couldn't eat a bird. 2023.
They must become mythological, the birds who actually get caught by dogs.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just like, yeah.
I found a fox.
Very rare experience.
Attacked by dogs. His heart beat so fast, and I was ashamed of running away. Wait a minute, that was Kate Bush. Hands of love. Where was Charles?
So we're just running around the lake in Finsbury Park now.
Yeah, can we?
Nice.
Check out the Mackenzie Garden. Oh, look at that. Look at the view of London.
Yeah, it is nice.
Brilliant. When you run up a hill, there's a view at the top. It's a simple principle. It's a lovely thing. I do love a view.
And have you got any...
playground in the way, but you get the idea.
Nice. Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Have I got any...
Have you got any worky thoughts for this year?
Yeah, I've had... I've sat down, I've written the whole thing. I'm looking at directing... Signed up my first... directing gig
nice.
As discussed, which is for shows next month, we'll probably leave through to Edinburgh.
Right, nice.
I'm going to see about directing some other shows. Maybe do a raft of them this year and commit. Find some people I haven't directed before.
Yeah.
And do that.
That sounds good.
I'm doing a... You know, we're looking at... Oh, do you know what? I had an exciting idea.
Yeah.
About... for us, Paul.
Go on, then.
Do you know what happens right in the middle of this year, in sort of June, July?
Go on, what?
Our 400th episode.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we should have some kind of party.
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah?
No, we should do, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that, you know, in a more practical way. But let's do it, guys.
These hills are jumping up and down. Really
yeah, they're exercising well. We're in the Mackenzie Garden with pansies. How do they have pansies all year round? Yeah. Plastic? Yeah. It's really good. I was going to say, when you're out there in that... feeling that commitment of the new year, if you hang in there, amazingly soon you get those
spring
comes.
Yes.
And honestly, nothing feels like hope.
Yeah,
like that first evening you realize there's more light in the sky. Yeah. Or the first time you see a snowdrop.
Yeah, it's and with the old climate the way it is at the moment, it should come probably next week.
Great!
Yeah. It's been incredibly mild, hasn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Apart from that little cold snap before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's been...
Well, there's been some terrible cold weather around the world, but it's the same thing.
But for us,
massively fluctuating level of craziness.
Yeah.
It's... yes, indeed, it's fun time.
Are you gigging this week, are you?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a confirmation, but as I remember, my diary says I'm in Cardiff again.
Right.
So hoping to be at Cardiff Park on again.
Or Cardiff Glee.
Yes.
All right, okay.
But I was there at Christmas, so they might say, actually, we want you to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. Talking of new commitments, I texted a promoter who I've never worked for before.
Yeah.
So give us a gig this morning. Good commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, why not? That is good.
Yeah. Ask me what club it was.
What club was it?
It's top secret.
Do you know the bizarre thing about that place is you'd absolutely storm it. I always have great gigs. And
it's more of an oversight than any kind of...
It's more, who knows what it is, because I very rarely play there, and every time I do play there... I have a really, really nice gig. And the guy who runs it is actually from Scarborough, and we really bond.
Right.
So he's... Who knows?
Maybe that's why.
Who knows why?
He hates London.
Yeah, so God knows.
No, the thing is, I think I know what it is, actually, from what I hear. And it's that he works in a very kind of jazzy way.
Right.
So if you're there in front of him, he'll say, yeah, I'll book you.
Right.
And he sort of makes up the gig.
Yeah,
I think that's what makes it such a nice gig.
Yeah, it's
I think
nice...
I'm more likely to play it as a... Because he'll say, oh, someone's dropped out, you can get you in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He does do that a lot.
It's all very elastic. And,
yeah.
And none the worse for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even though, let's admit it, that's not really me.
Yeah.
It's very good for me.
Yes.
To put myself in the way of such things.
I'm in York the weekend, then Sevenoaks, and then Oxford. I'm doing a couple of gigs, taking notes with Earl. Paul Mack.
Nice.
So it's nice
enough. Oh, I'm going to go and talk to Bad Boy Running about Ultras.
All right. Oh, that'll
show.
Be good fun.
Yeah.
That'll be a laugh.
That's, the week after next?
Yeah. Where's that at?
In Birmingham.
Cool.
Nice.
They. Well, you have to do press-ups. Don't they do press-ups all the time?
Or run round?
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
I've got press-ups.
We can
press-up. Yeah, no problem.
I can go into a downward dog at my own pace.
Hey, how many do you want? Yeah, six. I can do that.
Do you think I should take my press-up machine? I remember that last time I went to the National Running Show, I did a 10K, fast 10K, and then went there and just couldn't quite ever decide whether that was doing it exactly right or exactly wrong.
Right.
You get there in the afternoon and think, I'm so tired. But I might do that again because there's a run through Queen Elizabeth Park 10K on, it'll be January the 21st, will it?
Nice, yeah.
And that's a lovely 10K.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Four lapper in that wonderful park. And I think I'm going to do it. I just got to get the confirmation, check the time and see.
I think the last time I was there, we did that gig the day after.
Is this the uphill in the... No, it's the next one, isn't it?
It's the next one, yeah.
We'll take the uphill
in
the park.
We'll
run.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame they haven't got us gigging again. More people should get us to do our comedy for runners. That was a lovely gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was nice.
Plus, you met about eight different legends.
Yeah, it was brilliant, yeah.
Of different stripe. Camille Heron.
Old Crammy.
Crammy.
Yeah,
was
Crammy was great.
Hammer Crammy.
He was brilliant.
Crammy with a drink in him. Great days. Yeah. That terrifying guy from
Crammy
the
like
Marathons.
Your drunk uncle at a wedding.
Who's the Barclay Marathons guy?
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
I don't know, but he gave off a real whiff of evil.
Yeah, he's a, and Camille was amazing, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she's an incredible character. Yeah.
Yep.
Just the ultra runners.
Nicky Love, Rob Pope.
Yeah,
great people.
The ultra runners generally were a fun crowd, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
So, yeah, and. Yeah, I'm going to do that 10K. Just talking to you about
it just
now.
Yeah, you should.
Got to get some new shoes.
Sounds good.
Someone was asking the other day, when should I get new shoes? And I'm going to give you a tip on this right now. When the old ones are worn out.
Yeah, when you feel... You can kind of feel a sort of dead essence in a dead shoe.
Yeah. And if you just cast your mind back, you feel the difference to when you first had them.
Yeah.
I think it's key. I think people always want a number. But it's going to depend on what running you've been doing, what gait.
Yeah.
And also, if you refer to shoe companies, they're going to aim low.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you might say, every 500 miles. You might have run 1,000 miles and your shoes still feel great.
Yeah, I definitely need some new trainers, yeah. I definitely need some new ones.
It's just mean having this hill in a parkrun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty sharp, isn't it? It does take at least 20 seconds off your parkrun time.
I'm pleased to be... on it now, because like you say, when you're doing the parkrun, you just...
It's a real struggle, isn't it?
Yeah, and you
kind of... race up this.
And it becomes another stick to beat yourself with.
Yeah.
So, oh, this is hard. I should be running really fast. It's like, it's a hill. Serious. Having said that, I'd love to go back to Flats Lane on Teesside. That's a great parkrun with a hill in it. I mean, I don't know why I'm rating that one and hating this. Because the principle is very similar.
Basically, you've got to find some way of befriending the hill, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly.
The hill is good
and
training.
It's the magic of parkrun is that they're all the same but all different. Although, having said that, that was one of the nice things going back the other day was I've been to Highbury Fields Parkrun enough that, you know, it's becoming my local.
Yeah.
Obviously, I see friends there. I saw Harry and Lizzie.
Yeah.
And... I like one of the people who runs it, I know. But you get more, you're more likely to see people that you just realise that you saw before. And also because you trust the community. It's like comedians. Because you know comedians.
Yeah.
When you meet new comedians, you really do behave as if they're a friend you haven't met yet.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. It's amazing how I was doing the store at the weekend. There was this open spot called Adam Flood on.
Yeah.
I've only seen him a few times. Always really liked him. He's like an old mate, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very quick connections. So, and the same with running as well, isn't it?
Quick connections, smooth corrections.
You recognise a kinship, isn't it?
Yeah. Unless I misheard you and you were just swearing about a big boat. Oh, here it comes. It's a
big
kinship,
finish.
Isn't it?
Here comes a big finish.
Oh, we're still doing a big finish?
A big finish.
Are we finishing at the toilet?
No, we're just doing a little stretch out. Why not?
Nice.
Why not?
Good. That's another nice thing to do if you're not too strict on your training, is to try and run the last mile fastest.
Yeah.
I enjoy the subtlety of that, i.e. if you run really far and or really slow.
Yeah.
You don't have to go very fast.
No, you don't. No, to up your pace.
Exactly.
Yeah. We then just went from like 10 minutes a mile to like 8 minutes a mile.
And now we felt like
we were Cal Lewis.
Yes.
That was lovely.
Yeah. Hey, let's come back here and do the park.
Yeah, that was really nice. We should do it, yeah.
We're going to keep talking about marathons as it goes on. But on the one hand, if you want to talk about something that isn't marathons, do ask us.
I like that idea of training for the marathon whilst not doing the marathon. Like little bits of, like the taking the bags from the supermarket.
Yeah, that's right.
If anyone's got any of those,
conversely,
give us a
it
shout.
Might make you live your life better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get this out of the loft in a sensible, balanced way. I'm not going to carry it all with one hand. Yeah, keep in touch. Let us know how it's going. And any questions, anything you want us to talk about, and we'll keep chuntering
about
it.
Running.
With Paul concerned I loved hearing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.